The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doug Lucas from the North Carolina Reading Service, and welcome to another edition of Salute a Veteran Every Day. I will be continuing to read from the U.S. Veterans Magazine, Spring Edition. I'm going to continue with where I left off last time with the article entitled Fostering a Mission-Driven Workforce with EchoStar. Companies like Dish and EchoStar Dish have earned a reputation as a veteran-friendly company, creating a culture where military veterans feel welcomed, supported, and appreciated for their service. At the heart of this initiative is Doug Balsbaugh, EVP and Chief Human Resource Officer for EchoStar Corporation. With a background in the Army as a Black Hawk helicopter pilot and a career spanning decades in aerospace and industrial sectors, Balsbaugh commitment to fostering an inclusive, mission-driven culture at EchoStar is apparent. He explains, veterans are some of the best talent out there. The skills and mindsets they come with are such valuable assets. They're mission-driven and results-focused, which aligns perfectly with our values as a company. This alignment and values is no accident. EchoStar has cultivated an environment where veterans can thrive and feel connected through programs like Veterans Resource Group, which serves as both a support network and an educational resource within the organization. With over 250 members, the VRG plays a significant role in welcoming new veteran hires, providing them with an immediate community of individuals with similar experiences and encouraging camaraderie. The group's influence extends beyond internal support, as they also work to raise awareness about military service and educate other employees on the importance of holidays like Memorial Day and Flag Day. The VRG's focus on connection and understanding fosters retention and a sense of belonging among veteran employees. Veterans join our company, and they immediately have a circle of friends, acquaintances, people who have similar backgrounds and experiences, says Balsbaugh. The retention rate of veterans at EchoStar is high, which underscores the program's impact on creating a supportive environment. EchoStar's commitment to veteran employees also translates into abundant opportunities for growth. The company prioritizes services and development across all levels, aiming to make veterans an integral part of its workforce. Veterans are encouraged to explore numerous job opportunities, with the company offering roles ranging from technicians and customer service specialists to engineers and corporate positions in finance and HR. Our careers website provides a snapshot of the type of jobs available, and we always welcome veterans to apply, notes Balsbaugh. Celebrating and recognizing veterans' contributions goes beyond day-to-day support at Dish. Veterans Day is a hallmark event across its locations. These celebrations bring employees together to honor veterans, including those in leadership roles within the company, through guest speakers, food, card signings, and partner-hosted events. For Balsbaugh, the VRG Veterans Day is more than just a celebration. It's a core part of honoring the values veterans bring to the workplace. Balsbaugh's approach to leadership draws from his military experience, guided by a principle he finds particularly relevant to the complexity of Dish and EchoStar. High-tech operations. Simplicity is the outcome of thinking through the complexity. This mindset is central to the creative, efficient process within the company, organization. And I lost my spot. Allowing the company to focus on mission-critical goals while positively impacting the community. For Dish, welcoming veterans into this mission-driven culture has become both a strategic advantage and a source of pride. As Dish and EchoStar continue to expand, the company encourages veterans to explore opportunities with them. With a commitment to honoring veteran contributions and supporting their career growth, Dish exemplifies a veteran-friendly company that values mission, service, and community. Next article, Stu Scheller, a dedicated advocate for veterans. Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller is a dedicated advocate for developing strong leaders and showcasing veterans as examples of resilience and service-driven leadership. a graduate of the University of Cincinnati with a bachelor's degree from the Marine and a master's in military science from the Marine Corps Command and Staff College, Scheller has spent his career demonstrating leadership in both operational and training environments. Since beginning his career in the Marine Corps in 2005, Scheller has held numerous leadership roles at the platoons, company, and battalion levels. Early on, he was part of the evacuation of American citizens from Beirut during the 2006 Israeli-Lebanese conflict, served as a company executive officer and fire support team leader in Ramadi, Iraq, and contributed to counter IED efforts in Afghanistan's Paktika and Ghazni provinces. His extensive experience also includes leading training commands, such as serving the Advanced Infantry Training Battalion, commander at the School of Infantry, East Based at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Scheller's commitment to leadership extends beyond his military career. Today, he heads the Authentic Americans, an organization focused on inspiring individuals to embrace and to embrace courage and responsibility in all aspects of their lives. By traveling across the country and sharing his story, Scheller emphasizes the importance of leadership, resilience, and accountability, qualities that veterans exemplify in every sphere of life. I believe self-discipline is the most important attribute that transitioning veterans should take with them into the business world. Self-discipline, just like a muscle, gets stronger or weaker based on repetition. Comfort might be the worst addiction, but often the word discipline is misunderstood. Instant obedience to orders isn't discipline. My dogs are capable of instant obedience to orders. Any organization that fosters instant obedience to orders as the bedrock will inevitably fail. An organization that builds a culture that influences individuals to hold themselves accountable while developing good habits, while moving towards a goal, will succeed. During all my speaking engagements, I've realized how concerned the American people are with the direction of the country and military. But it seems to me that most people are quick to identify the problems, but very few understand the root causes. I believe both systems suffer from a series of misguided incentives producing weak leadership. Take the military, for example. The highest incentive for an officer is continued advancement through promotion. This is accomplished through a subjective evaluation from a superior. Yet, being the best performer in a trade amongst competing peers is not always the same as being most liked by the superior during the evaluation periods. It is rare for individuals with dissenting opinions, despite their ability to be a top performer, to be most liked by a superior. Thus, over a long enough timeline, like 40 years, or the amount of time it takes to create a 4-star general, the system inevitably creates individuals seeking affirmation from superiors devoid of any real ability to push back on bad ideas. I don't see the United States ever going back to the draft, but I do believe the current recruiting failures will continue. Who wants to join an organization with a 60-year losing record that isn't holding itself accountable or attempting fundamental reform? I believe the United States has only two options for the military going forward. It must have major reform on how leaders are created, or it must start outsourcing military power to private sector. But the United States cannot financially, spiritually, or mentally afford the military's status quo. Veteran suicide is a complicated problem that will never have an easy solution. I have been to more funerals and wakes for veteran suicide than I have fingers. Ultimately, I believe humans need two ingredients for life: purpose and social connection. When you understand this, you begin to understand why veteran suicide is higher than the national average. There may not be a better example of a young individual losing all their social connections and purpose than their exit from the military. Add combat stress, dangerous prescription medications, and returning to a bad home situation, and the picture becomes clearer. And unfortunately, it is very difficult to give a human during their transition from military civilian a purpose in life. That is something that each human must figure out. It's part of this experience we call life. But it is easy to maintain those social connections by reaching out to your friends as they transition. Just give them a call or text. They will appreciate it. It has been an honor to highlight Scheller in this American Heroes. Our nation faces significant challenges, and in times like these, courage and leadership are essential. Veterans like Scheller embody the qualities through their service and sacrifice. Their experience in combat, decision-making under pressure, and commitment to accountability to make them invaluable assets in leadership roles across various industries. True leadership in action. To stay connected with Scheller and his ongoing efforts, visit him on social media or at AuthenticAmericans.com. Before I go on to the next article, I want to say that if you're enjoying this program, please let us know. Give us a call at the office. Or if you have any suggestions for this program, please, there again, call. Because right now I'm reading out of the U.S. Veterans Magazine, which is published four times a year. All right, continuing on, building and advancing careers. Capital Technology Universities, or Capital Tech, based in Laurel, Maryland, has a long-standing history of preparing students, particularly veterans, for successful careers in STEM fields. Under the leadership of Dr. Brad Sims, the university's president, Capital Tech, has remained true to its mission of providing specialized education that leads directly to career opportunities in science, technology, engineering, and evolving technologies. Dr. Sims, who has been with Capital Tech for nearly 8 years, began his career in construction project management before transitioning to higher education. His experience across state and private nonprofit universities uniquely positions him to lead Capital Technologies University, a school that has evolved significantly since its founding in 1927. What began as a small radio technology training program for veterans has now expanded into a university offering bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees, all focused exclusively on STEM disciplines. Capital Tech's roots in serving veterans remain strong today. With over 1,000 students, the school has embraced its identity as a Yellow Ribbon institution, providing extensive support to veteran students. One shining example of this support is Dr. William Butler, Vice President for Cyber Science, Outreach, and Partnerships. A retired Marine Colonel, Dr. Butler, completed Capital Tech's cybersecurity program before becoming a faculty member. His career has progressed within the institution, where he now leads efforts in one of the nation's most in-demand fields, cybersecurity. Capital Tech has a long-standing relationship with National Security Agency, or NSA, participating in programs such as the Cybersecurity Engineering Development Program Initiative, which allows employees to take graduate-level courses in cybersecurity. Dr. Sims highlights how Dr. Butler and other veterans have benefited from Capital Tech's offerings and contributed to the university's growth, helping build programs that meet the needs of the modern workforce. Capital Tech's focus on STEM education is highly tailored to the needs of today's job market and the university's commitment and ensuring students are prepared for their careers is clear from day one. Capital Tech encourages students to pursue internships and its location between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore provides ample opportunities for students to gain experience with government agencies, subcontractors, and other major employers in the region. Capital Tech's programs include those in electrical engineering, mechatronics, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, cyber psychology, and forensic cyber psychology are designed with industry collaboration. The school employs faculty members who are active professionals in their fields, ensuring that course content remains relevant and applicable to the demands of the marketplace. The university also boasts impressive guarantees for its graduates. If a student with a bachelor's degree doesn't secure a job within 90 days, they can return to Capital Tech for up to 36 graduate credits at no additional cost. If an employed graduate's income is under $60,000 per year, Capital Tech offers a loan repayment plan that provides quarterly reimbursement of loan repayments until their income meets this minimum. Veteran students like Ed Steeling exemplify the university's ability to launch successful careers. After serving in the Army for 8 years, Steeling earned a degree in cybersecurity from Capital Tech. He went on to found Steeling Technologies, a cybersecurity company that has hired numerous Capital Tech graduates and has now been acquired by Parsons Corporation. Steeling recently donated $3 million to Capital Tech for the development of the Capital Artificial Intelligence Learning and Innovation Environment in support of degree programs in construction management and computer science, particularly with a focus on artificial intelligence. As the first university in Maryland to offer a bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degree in AI, Capital Tech continues to push the boundaries of STEM education, where demand continues to grow. In addition to providing education that leads to high-paying jobs, Capital Tech works to make their higher education accessible to working professionals, many of whom are veterans. With select bachelor's degrees, as well as many master's and doctoral programs available online, Capital Tech enables students to pursue their degrees while continuing to work full-time. Capital Tech continues to honor the legacy of its founder, Navy veteran Eugene Retzky, by remaining dedicated to helping students, particularly veterans, build valuable relationships and walk out of the door equipped for success in the modern world. Five ways to navigate the classroom with student veterans. Student veterans are entering higher education spaces at a steady rate. While the visibility on United States campuses is increasing, the need for investment into training and educating on the student-veteran transition process has also increased. Student veterans face various challenges in entering higher education, namely entering classrooms with traditional age students and trading a highly structured military setting for the less structured college campus. Student veterans may feel a sense of isolation and lack of connections to students, faculty, staff, and the general social environment. They may also battle medical and psychiatric conditions like PTSD, depression, at higher rates compared to the general student population. Thus, for faculty and staff, understanding how student veterans process classroom experience may help them to navigate the challenges associated with transitioning to higher education. In the classroom, veterans may show signs of struggling to adjust to college. Many veterans have undergone harrowing experiences during military service and may navigate education environments through an appraisal process that is assessing the space, the classroom, and being aware of options for an escape. A veteran's physical composure in relation to the classroom environment may indicate mental discomfort, issues with anxiety, and heightened awareness that is jumping when a door is closed. Other indications of struggle may be more psychological in nature. Students with PTSD are more likely to earn a lower grade point average, GPA, during their first year in college. Moreover, veterans with depression may experience classroom difficulties such as skipped classes, missed assignments, and failed exams more often than non-depressed students. Faculty and staff may help enhance students' experience in several ways. One, create safety through class content. Instructors can enhance a veteran's experience in the classroom by creating a safe environment. Being aware of the classroom setting, like seating arrangements and discussion subjects, like politically charged topics, can help foster a safe environment for students. Class content, that is, writings, assignments, readings, etc., may bring up painful memories and be triggering to some veterans. Instructors can provide information prior to introducing potentially distressing content, that is combat war videos, giving veterans time to ask questions and prepare for the subject matter. 2. Create safety by respecting privacy. Creating safety may also involve having a climate where students can openly share and express their views and explore their knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors. Respecting the veterans' privacy and giving the option to share their experiences may help reduce the burden of giving an opinion on the government or military. Redirecting conversations, moderating discussions, and suggesting ground rules prior to sensitive topics can be used as a means of maintaining a safe environment. 3. Offer opportunities to reduce stress. Military training embosses the need to assess for threat, employ quick reactions, and optimize mobility. However, in a non-training warlike environment, these behaviors patterns may be seen as hyperactivity, inattention, and or being prone to distraction. Sudden loud noises from other students or even cell phones going off may trigger a sense of danger, disrupting the veteran's concentration during class. The instructor may be able to set rules for class conduct and offer veterans the opportunity to establish seating arrangements, like allowing the veteran to sit in the back of the classroom. 4. Recognize structural differences of the military versus college. Faculty and staff can also be cognizant of the difference in the structures of the class campus versus the structure and discipline of the military. In the military, there is a ranking system and a deference to authority compared to laissez-faire atmosphere on campus. As such, student veterans may have trouble with leaderless group assignments, initiating communicating during class discussions, and open-ended assignments, etc. Being clear about student expectations and roles, as well as inviting veterans to ask questions and engage with other students, may help them exercise their newfound release from the chain of command. 5. Help student veterans connect. If a veteran is entering college several years older than fellow students, they may have additional responsibilities, that is, family, work, children, which may contribute to them feeling disconnected from peers and staff. Further, student veterans may have witnessed and or experienced life-threatening situations and may be dealing with trauma. Helping veterans connect with campus services and veterans associations, that is, Student Veterans of America, where they can interact with fellow veterans and or receive counseling services, may help address the disconnection the veteran may feel. Changes in veteran behavior, that is, withdrawal, extreme emotions, outbursts of negative behavior, may indicate issues with mental health. Talking to the student may begin the helping process. Gathering knowledge about veteran-specific support services on campus, that as staff specializing in veteran issues and campus mentors, referring them to the appropriate campus offices and giving the necessary contact information may also be extremely helpful. In all, for faculty and staff, creating a safe environment, setting rules and expectations of the classroom structure versus the military structure may help alleviate adjustment issues in the classroom. Further, gathering knowledge of the campus services and support systems for veterans may help students navigate the challenging endeavor of entering higher education. Empowering veterans through education. Michael Horn's dedication at Golden Gate University. Michael Horn, a leader at Golden Gate University, GGU, has spent years cultivating a welcoming and enriching environment for veterans seeking higher education. As the head of GGU's Human Resources Management and Leadership Programs, Horn interacts with a diverse group of students, including a significant number of veterans. With deep family ties to the military, Horn is inspired by the veterans in his classroom. What always particularly impresses me is being in classrooms with veterans, he says. They blend so well with all the other students. For Horn, witnessing student achievements is the most rewarding aspect of his role. He takes immense pride in seeing students, often juggling numerous responsibilities, succeed in their academic pursuits. One of the greatest joys I get as a teacher and program director is seeing their achievements, he shares. This sense of fulfillment is amplified when working with veterans who bring their unique experience into the classroom, enriching everyone's learning environment. Horn fondly recalls a recent example. I think about a gentleman who graduated last year, a student in one of my leadership courses. Watching what he's done both during and after his military career was incredibly rewarding. The teamwork and collegiality veterans bring into the classroom are truly remarkable. GGU's recognition as a top veteran-friendly school is a significant honor for both Horn and our university. This acknowledgement aligns with GGU's mission to provide accessible, affordable education while fostering inclusivity and belonging. We're always striving to earn the respect and recognition that comes with being a veteran-friendly school, Horn says. This recognition has elevated university's reputation and strengthened its commitment to the veteran community. Horn is excited about the upcoming launch of a student chapter of the Society for Human Resources Management, which he sees as a valuable resource for veterans interested in HR careers. It's a great pathway for veterans who want to continue working with people and personnel, sharing the lessons they've learned from the military, he explains. Beyond formal programs, veterans contribute to the campus culture by fostering camaraderie and bringing a unique sense of purpose to the university's diverse student body. Golden Gate University offers veterans a distinctive advantage, focusing on practical education. Horn highlights several reasons why veterans should consider pursuing degrees at GGU. First, there's the strong sense of community and belonging. Veterans find comfort in knowing they're surrounded by others who understand their journey, he notes. Secondly, the university's faculty, composed of experienced professionals, provides real-world insights that resonate with veterans who have faced challenging situations. Lastly, GGU's location in San Francisco offers unique opportunities that enhance the educational experience. GGU's comprehensive support services are another key attraction. The Diller Center, a research hub dedicated to veterans, provides personalized assistance throughout their academic journey. From onboarding to career development, the university ensures veterans have the resources they need to succeed. We have staff members committed to mentoring the student veterans, helping them achieve their academic and career goals, Horn adds. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Salute a Veteran Every Day. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Doug Lucas, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long, till next time, and remember, salute a veteran every day.